Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My younger brother thinks he's entitled to live with me forever. So, a little backstory. I am a 33-year-old woman, and I've been helping out my younger brother, James, who is 30, for the past 6 years. He didn't have enough money for an apartment rent on his own, and he didn't feel comfortable roommating with a stranger. So we split my two-bedroom apartment, and it's helped me save so that I can buy my own place soon. But he went through struggles. He lost his full-time job. He got really out of shape from just sitting at his computer all day. Thanks to the pandemic, the government paid him to sit at home for over a year. Now he's having trouble keeping a job and is just about broke. He's also the worst roommate ever. He never cleans up or helps around the house at all, and he's been short or late with rent several times this year. I'm getting kind of fed up. I'm getting married in the new year, and I feel it's time we go our separate ways. When I told him I was getting married and moving out eventually, he said, I would rather keep our situation and just move in with you and split the rent three ways. I told him no, not only do I not want to live with him anymore, but he is untrustworthy with rent and we don't want to be stuck with a more expensive place if he can't afford his parts. He got mad at that and is now being all huffy. Our mum claims he ranted to her that if I don't take him with me, he would be homeless. Mum doesn't want him moving back to her place either, but has asked I take him with me since she doesn't want him to be homeless. I'm like, what? I'm not his keeper. It's his own fault for his situation, and I've been very forgiving. I could have kicked him out for all the times he was late on rent. And our own mum won't take him back, but is asking me and my fiancé to look after him instead? How stupid is that? He's 30 years old, not a child, and I'm not his mother. I'm done looking after him as if he is my responsibility. I don't get how he thinks it's rational to demand I bring him with me when I'm getting married and want to start my own life. Well, to put it simply, it's definitely not rational. Simple as that. It's also very poor from your mum, by the way. The fact that she's saying to you, no, you look after him, despite the fact that she doesn't even want to do it herself. That is poor parenting. But hey, look, I don't know what your brother's been through, but it's time for him to step up. He's 30. Come on. How dare you hire my publicly available e-bike? Sometimes I wonder, are all entitled people really just entitled? Or are they also really, really, really stupid? Maybe both at the same time, because I can't help think otherwise. Backstory. Today I was visiting and helping family, while my girlfriend happened to be visiting her family. They live not too far away from where my family lives, and so my girlfriend decided to grab a bus instead of a train and hop out near where I was so that we could meet for a while. We go for some coffee in the city, and afterwards she figured she'd grab a public e-bike so that she could catch her train. So, she grabs her smartphone, pulls up the app of an e-bike rental company where she had an account, and thanks to the power of Google Maps, she soon located a bike near us that was available for rental. I was quite intrigued by all of this, so I tagged along to see this miracle unfold for myself. Sure, I know how common GPS has become, but I still think it's pretty cool to see how companies are using all that to their advantage like this, and to the customer's advantage, I might add. We follow her phone's directions, and it leads us to an obviously available e-bike. However, it's sitting in what appears to be a front yard. No lock gates though, so my girlfriend figured she'd make sure. She punches in the bike's number into her app, and she immediately gets a confirmation. And just like that, the bike's unlocked for her to take. So she does just that. As she's taking the bike out, some lunatic comes out screeching that my girlfriend is stealing his e-bike. This is not yours. I just rented it through the official app. It's mine now, my girlfriend says. No, it's mine. You took it from my private property. That's illegal, the guy says in return. No, what's illegal here is you putting this on private property in the first place, my girlfriend retorts. Now, if you'll excuse me, and we both walk away. The guy runs around us, blocks our path, and goes on a tirade. I'm going to call the company right now and report you for stealing my bike. You're going to be in trouble. And sure enough, he calls and even puts his phone on speaker. Now this I gotta see, my girlfriend says. And so we wait it out. The backlash. Hello? Someone is stealing my e-bike, the guy says. What is your customer ID? Where was the bike located, sir? And can you tell me its number? The woman from support asks. The man gives his information and then says, it was in my front yard, then this female dog just took it. We hear some typing noises through the phone. That bike was registered as publicly available up to 5 minutes ago. Now it's being used by an account that isn't yours. I suggest you don't press the matter any further so you don't force me to take further action.
No, this is my bike and this dog took it from my yard. I need you to do something right now.
At this time, my girlfriend hands me the bike to hold. Very well, sir, says the woman. I've now closed your account due to violations of our terms of service. You will not get your rental credits back due to indirect harassment of another customer. We do not tolerate nor condone such behaviour. Thank you, my girlfriend yells at the phone, and in a normal voice again proceeds with, we'll be on our way now, and she starts to walk away, so I obviously follow her. The guy takes another sprint and blocks us again.
No, you can't have that bike, he yells,
after which the person on the phone responds, Madam, do you need me to call law enforcement? My girlfriend walks up to the dude and actually shoves him out of the way and answers, No, but we may need an ambulance later because if this guy tries to harass me again, then I see no other option but to defend myself. Men these days, always harassing us poor women. And I couldn't help but laugh. I mean, who was harassing who there? My girlfriend isn't a powerhouse or anything, but she does know how to throw her weight around and back it up as well. Unless you're armed with a gun or just as experienced in martial arts as she is, I don't see anyone taking her on just like that. Definitely not this beer-bellied guy. The guy looks shocked at this point, while the woman on the phone continues. Hello, sir? Madam, do I need to provide further assistance through law enforcement? If I don't get a reaction in 30 seconds, then I will escalate this incident.
No, it's good, he murmurs.
My girlfriend yells, Thanks again! This is why I'm a customer of yours, and we continue on our way. The aftermath. We decided to at least walk down the street and around the corner. Also because the original idea was for my girlfriend to take off, and well, 2v1 gives you better odds. But the guy doesn't follow nor bother us anymore, so we parted ways.
Aww.
She goes off to the train station by e-bike to catch her train. She made it in the nick of time, while I walk over there to grab my train going a little later. Honestly, you guys, I kind of feel sorry for our Ken. Stupid, for sure, but also sincere. He actually did call the hotline and complained. And when push came to shove, he didn't press on. Sorta, I think he realised the obvious, but even so, I don't know about this. Which is exactly why I sometimes cannot help but wonder, is it entitlement or sheer stupidity? One way or the other, I hope it's lesson learned. Don't try to confiscate publicly available items and try to make it look as if they're yours. And neither entitlement nor stupidity needs to go unpunished in my book. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know down in the comments, what do you reckon? Entitlement, stupidity, or a bit of both? I think it's just a combination of the two, to be honest. Like, the thing is with entitled people, sometimes you get innocent ones that genuinely don't mean harm. And I feel like this guy kind of leaned towards that. He just had the bike. He just somehow put the bike in his garden, and that's it. He wanted to keep it and use it himself. I don't think he was being unbelievably entitled or anything. I think he was just trying to be a bit clever, stupid really, and keep the bike for himself. I was under the impression that all companies like this had it set so that you couldn't put bikes, public bikes, onto private property. You have to leave them in public areas or your ride just continues and you keep paying money. I don't know, maybe that didn't happen here, or maybe he found a way to put the bike onto his private property without the software knowing. Whatever happened. Definitely entitled, but I think more stupid. Aunt tries to steal family heirloom, thinks she deserves an apology for being called out. My aunt is, to put it politely, a complete piece of work. The more accurate description probably violates the terms of service. She isn't overly well liked in my family, however, my grandparents, especially my grandmother, believe that they can't exclude her from family events based purely on their personal feelings for her. My aunt is an extremely shallow and materialistic individual. She's tried to get my grandpa to sell property that's been in the family for 100 years so the money could be split between my uncles and my dad. This story, however, involves a very old pocket watch. I don't know the details, but the watch is Swiss and very old. It is gold with platinum inlay and is extremely valuable.
Now, this watch has been passed down from father to son for a long time. It's going to be passed on to my dad, and eventually me. My aunt hates this. She's tried to convince my grandpa to give it to my uncle, second oldest, and for my dad to just say my uncle should have it. Neither have agreed. It all came to a head on Saturday. We were at my grandparents' house for a birthday celebration. Everything was going well, people are having pleasant conversations. My daughter, who is 5 years old, and younger cousins are having fun playing, and somehow not causing more noise than should be humanly possible. It's been a wonderful day, until my aunt goes to leave. She's saying her goodbyes, everything's good, and then my daughter pipes up and says, "Don't forget to put back the watch, Auntie." I look at my daughter and ask what watch, and she says the fancy gold one. My grandpa walks to his study and comes back out asking if she's taken the watch. My uncle looks at my aunt and says she didn't. To cut a long story short, she is made to hand over her handbag, and lo and behold, the watch is inside. Everyone is furious. My uncle can't believe what she's done, and my grandpa wants her out of the house. This would all be bad enough, but to make this even better, she calls me that night and tries to scold me for raising a daughter who was a snoop. She'd seen my aunt while running around and playing, and that I needed to do a better job as a parent. I just laughed and said she's hardly one to talk, given, and hung up on her. I'm not surprised she tried to steal the item. But even I am surprised that she tried to make it my fault that she's been shunned by the family. Yeah, like, lady, maybe consider taking some of your own advice. Imagine calling a 5-year-old a snoop when you're the one stealing. It really is unbelievable. Oh, wait, what? A kid caught me stealing something and then told their mum. That's bad parenting. It's not bad on my behalf for stealing something from my own family. No, it's the kid's fault and their mum. Makes a lot of sense.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lady berates me for trying to help her. So this happened yesterday, and I'm still a bit angry about it, but proud of myself at the same time for sticking up against someone like her, as I can be a timid person most of the time. A quick bit of backstory. I was severely bullied in high school, shoved into lockers, beaten up in the bathrooms, purposely tripped or slapped, and was mentally tortured with belittling words and threats. It caused me to have 4 years of depression and self-harm after high school, and I honestly believed I was worthless. It made me have anxiety whenever I heard insults. I'm doing better now after a good family friend who is a psychologist and a Catholic priest helped me to steadily overcome the trauma. I think if it wasn't for him, I could have taken my life. On to the story. I work at a call center on the phones for sales and customer care assistance with their accounts, or if a package goes missing. Halfway through my shift, I get a call, and after I did my greeting, the woman goes off on a rant about how her package could not have arrived later than what you all says it is. The USPS tracking she means, but she didn't get that we are separate from them. Don't know how. When I was able to get a word in, I first tried to explain that it perhaps was another driver and he does later shifts, then asked if she did receive her package. At this point, the customer was already shouting, "No, I did not receive it. The dang package was not in the mailbox like you claim it is." "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. We can start a claim and resend you the new item at no additional charge." "You take me for a fool, little girl? Yeah, that's what I'll call you." I was a bit surprised by her reply, because mostly people are accepting of that offer. Also, I know I sound young, but girl, really? "Not at all. I'm offering that we resend you a new item without having to pay for it. We just have to send you a claim form." "Oh, heck no, you freaking little girl. Just give me back the money I pay for the stuff. You know what? I can get it back faster with the bank." "How?" I thought. She then goes on an insult rant, calling me many names and that I was useless and not doing my job properly, as well as making crude comments against my voice and job. I've learned to take these words with a pinch of salt, but certain words can still trigger my anxiety. When she paused, I said plainly and calmly, "Mom, if you cannot be civil and allow me to help you, then I'm going to have to end this call." She interrupted me again, No, you don't get to threaten me, you freaking little girl. You're a worthless little dog with a trashy job and you won't amount to anything. You're worthless. Yes, she called me worthless. That is one of my trigger words, as my bully would call me that a lot. But in this situation, my anger came out instead of timidness, and I reply calmly with, well, that is your opinion of me based solely on ignorance of your own creation. Despite me doing nothing but offer you help, instead you mock and insult me. I pity you, as no one will want to help you if your actions continue to be belligerent. I bid you a good evening. How dare you? And then I just hang up. I hung up on her and then reported her to a supervisor. I told her what she'd said and how belligerent she was, and she said that she'll listen back to the call and decide what to do, which means that they may give her a warning or she'll be banned, depending on how often she's done this. Though I did get a little slap on the wrist for my comment to her at the end. To me, it was worth it. My hands were shaking afterwards for a while as my anxiety kicked in, but I'm better now and proud that for the first time in a long time, I stood up to someone and told them off and had the upper hand for once. Wow, mad respect, OP, and power to you. It's just a shame that bullies like this exist, and not only in school, like any age, there are bullies everywhere. Imagine how much simpler and nicer OP's life would have been if she didn't get bullied in school and didn't have to deal with horrible people like this every day. Ugh, sucks, but I guess that's just the human race, guys. Good stuff, we are a good set of people. And as for your little comment at the end, I don't care what your boss says. I loved it. Yeah, maybe it was a little bit unprofessional, but on the whole, you were very, very good there. Calm, collected, and you spoke sense. You can't just be talked down to by a customer like that. It's not good. It's not nice. You're probably one of the only people in customer service to ever stand up to this woman. And you know what? Fair play to you, because someone's got to do it, clearly, or she's just going to keep going like this and no one's ever going to stop her. And you know what? I'm not going to stop any of you guys from clicking on this playlist on screen and down in the description below of all my Entitled Parents content. If you guys want to sit back, relax, watch and listen to all my Entitled Parents videos and episodes in one place, whack it on. It will play continuously in the background for hours on end. So if you're chilling, whatever you're doing, relaxing, playing a game, homework, studying, cleaning, I don't care. Put it on, and I'll love you forever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.